There's a quote from Max Muller in the book, Introduction to the Science of Religion, is the name of the book that the quote is from. And the quote suggests, mythology is inevitable, it is natural, it is an inherent necessity of language. It is, in fact, the dark shadow which language throws on thought, and which can never disappear till language becomes altogether commensurate with thought, which it never will. You include this quote in Knothouse. Can you elaborate on why that quote's so important to you?
Well, because I think that lag between thought and language is one of the things that drives the serial poem. I mean, the poem can never catch up. It's a condition that creates what that quote refers to as a shadow. And the work tries to, you know, find what light it can in that shadow. But even having found the light, there's that lag, which, you know, can't quite present that light or that illumination with the immediacy that it might otherwise have. So one of the things that appealed to me about that quote, and it's been a quote that's been in my mind for a long time. There was a little book by Ernst Cassirer called Language and Myth that I read it in years ago, I think, you know, like early 70s, something like that. And, you know, about the same time I was thinking about myth-making, and, you know, there were poets, especially poets who were involved with projects like Ethnopoetics, but also, you know, precursors to that, Robert Duncan, writing about the truth and life of myth, who saw poetry and who saw writing as a kind of myth-making process, a kind of, I think Diane Mukofsky talked about creating a personal mythology, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons that quote comes in is, you know, the resonance of myth and mythology and the mythic in the writing I've been doing. One of the things that the title Move goes back to, you know, the Greek word mythos, you know, which has to do with myth, and, you know, Charles Olson was, you know, very into and very excited to explicate, you know, via Jane Harrison. So, you know, there's a recursive quality in the work I've been doing, and that would be an instance of it. This, you know, this passage from Max Muller's book, read back in the 70s, coming up, you know, 40 years later, you know, in a book, you know, published in 2011. And, you know, I find myself doing that, going back to stuff. Recursion and revisitation with variation are staples of the writing I do.
Hopefully when you do revisit it, your effort to build a soul has been somewhat successful, so you have a deeper understanding, or you see it from a different light. And that's been my experience. And I think that's the experience I have with the work of someone like you, because I can go back and read stuff that I've read before and take a year or 5 years or 10 years and get more out of it because I'm at a different place. And I think the best art is like that. The other notion about that lag between thought and language, or perception and language, lends itself to a serial approach, because, you know, you can't quite get there. You're striving to do that. So each new part of the serial poem is like a stab to try and get closer to that. So perhaps that's part of why the serial poem is something that you find is the best way to try and close that gap or narrow it.
Or to make your peace with being in that gap, of being in that lag. I mean, lag is a word that comes up a number of times, you know, in the poem. The phrase lag anthem occurs in Splay Anthem at various points in Song of Beyond Mbulu and in Mu. Lag is spelled with a capital L, as though it were a place. Mm-hmm. And so to accept a certain residence or abidance in lag is one of the things that the poems are, you know, trying to find some solace in. You know, the Muller quote says that languages will never catch up with, you know, with the instantaneity of thought or perception. There's always going to be that lag. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the condition we have to find soul in. And maybe that is what soul is. You know, is that lag. So to propose a lag anthem, triumphant in its embrace of that condition.
Yeah.